Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In the past few years, the cost of renting property has spiked dramatically across the country. But here in Virginia, the cost of renting has been relatively flat, according to numbers from Zillow. Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says this is great news for the possibility that Amazon might open up a second headquarters here.
It's not going to move them to downtown New York City because it would cost too much. It wouldn't move them to San Francisco because it would cost too much. So it's got to find a place that is attractive for families to think about moving to, but is reasonably affordable, and this fits squarely in that category.
Mel Jones at the Virginia Center for Housing Research says part of the reason rents have not been going up in Virginia is the steadily increasing stock of rental properties.
And now that we see millennials waiting longer to buy and boomers actually moving into the rental market more and more, that demand is part of what's driving us to add these units.
But she says there's a twist because these trends are not playing out evenly across Virginia. Metropolitan areas are seeing a shortage of affordable rental units. Places like Northern Virginia, Charlottesville, Blacksburg, and in Hampton Roads, she says rents are rising faster than incomes. I'm Michael Pope.